Joined now by a former member of the Olds Grizzlies, Olds' very own, and now a new Philadelphia Flyer, Jay Rosehill. Jay, let's talk about the trade that sends you from Norfolk to the NHL's Philadelphia Flyers. How does that work, where you go from the American Hockey League up into the NHL in one fell swoop?
Yeah, it was huge, for sure. You know, I was looking for a better opportunity than the one that I was put in there in Norfolk, and you know, a team like Philly gives you a call. You know, it was unexpected. We hadn't been talking to them or anything as far as I knew, and I just kind of got a call one day that said, pack your stuff, you're going to Philly type thing. So it was pretty exciting for me, and you know, everything's been really good the week or so that I've been here right now, so I think it's a welcome change for sure.
You kind of hinted, Jay, that you maybe had a little bit to do with the move, with the trade. Is it a safe question to ask if you asked for a trade, or is that...
I didn't ask for a trade, no, but, you know, there wasn't a lot of opportunity going on in the Ducks organization there. They just didn't seem to be playing, you know, their guys like me up top, and then we had a lot of veteran problems down in the minors with the vet rules. You can only play so many of them down there. So I know that my agent was talking to some different teams, and the Flyers were actually in his office about a week before the trade went down, and they were kind of talking to them about me as they discussed they needed someone of my type of player. So, you know, luckily they're just able to put it together, and away things went.
Let's talk about your type of player then, and how it fits so nicely in the orange and black that is that of the Philadelphia Flyers. You, even as a member of the Olds Grizzlies, I'm sure most would characterize as tough to play against. So how does that grit, that sandpaper that you bring along in your game, now relate to the NHL's Philadelphia Flyers?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough organization. It always has been. You know, it goes back to the Broad Street bully days. And, you know, I've always, you know, kind of admired this organization as I played against them throughout my career. And, you know, to get traded here when they need a spot to play there. And a guy like me to come in here was, you know, I thought it was a good fit for me. And I thought that I could, you know, help the team out a little bit. And after getting here, you know, just seeing the way they run the team and the way they want their hockey played is just right down my alley. So, you know, I've played two games so far here, and they've gone pretty well, and I've got positive feedback from the coaches. So, you know, just to be in this city and this organization is kind of a really good setup for me, something that I hope is going to work for a while down the road.
Well, I can tell you this much. Olds area has a ton of Flyers fans, though they may be recently converted Flyers fans. It was about the midway point of the Alberta Junior Hockey League season. The Olds Grizzlies, for their Vegas on the Prairies, brought Dave Schultz in to be the keynote speaker, and I think that converted a lot of fans to cheer for the Flyers. And now hearing that one of their own, another reason the route for the Flyers. With all of that being said, Jay, let's talk about your first game in action against your last NHL club, the Toronto Maple Leafs. What was that like?
Yeah, it was kind of funny how that worked out. My first game there happened to be in Toronto, where, you know, that was obviously the last team I played for in the NHL. So, you know, there was definitely some nerves going through my stomach for that one. But, you know, it ended up being a pretty good game for me. You know, I got into a fight early on with Colton Orr, and you know, was able to you know, lay some body and get on the forecheck, and then ended up getting a goal, which turned out to be the winning goal in that game that we won in the Air Canada Centre there. So I definitely couldn't ask for anything more on my debut with the Flyers there.
Tell me about the fight with Colton Orr. Everybody who knows hockey knows that Orr can chuck him, and that fight drew a lot of attention and a lot of talk, not just in this office, but I'm sure around Olds. Tell me about your fight with Colton Orr.
Yeah, it just kind of happened. I think we kind of, I kind of had a hit on Loophole there. He kind of got caught in between me and Paul at the same time, and he went down and didn't come back from the game. So, you know, I think it was a bit of a retribution thing from Orzy to come at me there. And, you know, he kind of got the jump on me a little bit. And, you know, I know how that guy throws, and I wasn't, you know, wanting to trade with him for too long. But, you know, I think one just kind of caught him there, and fight didn't end up lasting too long. And, you know, I was happy to get out of that one with, you know, with the way it went. So, yeah, you know, it was exciting, and I was all pretty amped up to play that game. And, like I said, it couldn't have really gone any better for me.
You didn't get the result that you guys were looking for, I'm sure, in Winnipeg over the weekend. But with that being said, a lot of great hockey has been played by the Flyers over the last 7 or 8 games. What's the feel like in the locker room, Jade? Are the Flyers looking at themselves right now as a playoff team and it's playoff mode, despite the fact that right now they're on the outside looking in?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, aside from that Winnipeg game, this team's played some pretty good hockey. We had a good comeback game there at home against Montreal there, and then had a good one against Toronto there too. And, you know, I think with the last five or six games, aside from that Winnipeg one, this team's been playing some good hockey. So, you know, we probably need a little bit of help from the league with some other teams that are just ahead of us. But, you know, if we keep playing that brand of hockey, with the amount of points we're at right now, you know, hopefully something good can happen. But, I mean, we saw what the team did here in the playoffs last year. So, obviously, I'd love to be on this team during a bit of a run.
Yeah, without a doubt, if we could get every playoff series to be anywhere close to the playoff series last year, Flyers versus Pens, I'm sure we'd all be better for it, especially with you now in the lineup. Jay, the best of luck to the Flyers the rest of the way. We all want to see you in the postseason, and good luck tonight against the New York Islanders.
You too. We'll see you later.